This is Always Be a Big Deal Podcast. Now, please welcome your host, Clay Phoenix and Jessica Vendetta.
Okay, honey, the feelings are strong on this one this week. So this week on the podcast, I'm taking a second to do a rant. This is Clay Phoenix, and I solely take all responsibility for everybody that gets upset by anything that I say during this show. And I also don't care about your feelings because this is my opinion and I can give my opinion if I see so. If you can go on Facebook and run your mouth about other people and make people feel bad about themselves, then by all means, I can say something about it on my podcast because it's mine and I will use my right as freedom of speech. Yes, I will. All right, so let's jump into it. So I wasn't going to call any names out, but this has just become like a huge thing. And I'm really, really salty about this. It is Pride Month, y'all. And we are 13 days into Pride Month, the month that we are supposed to be celebrating the LGBTQIA+ community. And yes, I will say it louder for the people in the back. The LGBTQIA+ community, not just drag queens. This is literally getting on my goddamn nerves. So, to preface, let me just say that somebody on the interweb decided that they were going to post a lengthy, little, tiny comment about local drag performers and, well, a local drag performance for a Pride event. So, first of all, you know, we got all the pee break detectives out here looking for this shit right now. So I'm just going to put it all on the table. Y'all need to stop putting them crowns on your head and thinking that you have a right to throw some kind of shade. Just some kind of shade. Like, you all act like you're big, bad, and you're real good, and you're sassy queen. You're good queen. Well, guess what, honey? Your pussy is on fire, and it's called crabs. So I need you to go get an ointment and cool it down. Because you are getting on my everlast fucking nerve. And this goes for all drag queens out there. This is not just one particular drag queen. This has been going on this whole entire month and I am over it. So I am coming here to rant about this very thing. Still seeing posts, by the way. So this is my main thought on this. Pride is supposed to be a celebration of our queer rights. It's not about who's performing at a fucking drag event. Nobody gives a shit about who put on makeup and who's wearing clothes that they bought at the Payless. You literally just blow my mind. Like, go to Ross and pick yourself out another cookie cutter queen dress and sashay away, baby. Sashay away. So my next point is, if you have something to say, just shut up because nobody cares. We do not follow the adage. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Y'all think that you're being cool by being shady. It's not shady. It's just fucking rude. Okay. So another thing is, whining gets you nowhere in this world. Nowhere in this world. Does whining get you anywhere? It honestly makes you look fucking stupid. So no one gave a shit about other people. This has been going on multiple times, but your feelings are hurt. So you want to put it out there. So I literally live in a county where people are coming from a different county and are bringing people with them to perform, but don't ever ask a local queen to perform. Oh, by all means, they're not in their clique, you know, because we just went and took Mean Girls literal, and it wasn't meant to be taking literal. Like, Regina George, calm down, sit, take a breather, and rub that ointment on that vajay, because you have got some problems. So the main line that we hear these days is, we already have a cast. Bitch, if you say those lines, that is segregation. If I need to say it louder, I will, but I think I got my point across the first time. Segregation is so, it's just, it's so dated. It was so last year, girl. Like, you do not need to be breaking up a community. Can't we all just get it the fuck along? Like, you got gays upset because of trans people. We're all unique in our own way. Just let us fucking be unique and stop bitching about it on Facebook or Instagram or wherever you think somebody actually gives a fuck. Well, I'll give you a quarter and you can call somebody who cares. Oh, wait, you can't do that anymore. There isn't any such thing as payphones. Look at me, showing my age. So, you know, you're segregating queens into these groups and you're creating these cliques. And honey, just calm down. Pink does not look good on you, and nor should you try to squeeze into that body sock. Okay? The art of drag was intended to bring people together. And now we have cookie cutter queens out here sucking off judges so they can get a crown to look big and bad. And oh, I'm the best. I have a crown. You should have got me at your pride event because I have a crown. Nobody gives a shit about your crown, honey. You look like you stepped in doo-doo and you got a stink face on. Stink face. You also look like Shrek half the time too. But nobody's counting that, are they? Because your feelings are hurt. If you don't like the way something turned out, then by all means, look, make yourself look stupid on Facebook. That sounds like the best way to handle that. You know, you don't like how something didn't go your way. So I'm going to act like a fucking toddler and going to put it on Facebook. So all these other queens can see that, mind you, a title holder is representing our state by complaining about who is performing at a goddamn pride festival. First of all, let me tell you something. Nobody cares. Nobody cares who's performing at Pride, because Pride is a moment for us all to celebrate the fact that we're still alive. You have people out here that are committing suicide. You have people that are struggling with HIV and are living with that and trying to get through every single day. You have people that have feelings and emotions and mental strife, and you want to come up here acting like Billy fucking badass in a fucking dress and complain about who's performing at what drag event. And then you want to shade and slam everybody on Facebook. And then you got all your cronies and your clique backing you up. And they're the bitches that fucking do this half the time. If you want to call one fucking area out, then you need to call yourself out and you need to call all those people that commented on your Facebook post out, because that is what the tea is, hunty, and you spilt it. So I would like to bring up that this is very narcissistic. It's lipstick narcissist. That's what it's reading. And a lipstick narcissist is a very prime example of people who are narcissistic and they put lipstick on to try to hide it. Honey, you ain't hiding shit. I see right through it. So in conclusion, I did write this because I wanted to sound professional. In conclusion, everyone uses the term local entertainment, even when it's not a 3/4 of the people that comment on your post do the same thing. 3/4 of the people that commented on your post do the same exact thing that you were bitching about. So zip your lips and celebrate the fact that we can still perform in Maryland. Oh my gosh, isn't that a valid point? Oh, all these states are banning drag. Why don't you just be fucking happy that you can still perform? Why don't you be happy that you can still put your half-ass looking makeup on and walk out there on the stage and make it look like you're crying in a fucking Madonna video? Nobody gives a shit. So Anyways, continuing. I don't know why us grown-ass adults are whining like babies. And y'all are going to come back at me and be like, oh, well, you went on your podcast and you said this, that, the third. If you got a problem with it, hit the stop button. Nobody asked you to listen. You're here because you want to know what Clay has said. And Clay is speaking. Preach, mama, preach. Because this shit has got me twisted. I'm so over people acting like they're big bad in the third because they have some kind of jewels on their head. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Do you want me to keep singing the song? Because I'll sing the song for the rest of this episode. I am so damn mad. You got people who literally their lives are on the line, and this is what we have resorted to. This exact thing. And it just breaks my heart because Pride is supposed to be a fun month where we can celebrate our differences. We can celebrate who we are as individuals. Do you know it took me so long to come out of the closet? So long. And when I finally did, I had to face that judgment. I had to face the people that I was so afraid to come out to. And every day somebody struggles. I married a woman for 9 goddamn years just because I wanted to hide my sexuality. And I'm not proud of it. I'm not. But I did what I had to do because that's what I thought was right. This world has twisted and manipulated my brain so much to make it feel like I'm not good enough because I'm gay that it took me forever to come out. I am glad I came out. I met my husband and he is amazing and we are going to live a long, happy life together. And mind you, he is also a queen and he puts his heart and his sweat and his tears into everything he does. He does not have the same agility as he did when he first started doing drag 21 years ago. He is literally old enough to drink and he can sometimes barely get up the steps after a show. So, you know, give some props to these queens that are out there putting their ass out there, their padded ass out there and showing their shit. But no. You know, we're going to go on Facebook and we're going to rant and we're going to rave and we're going to give shit and we're going to say this and we're going to say that because that's what we do in this day and age. We go on TikTok and we talk about somebody else. And mind you, so I'm just going to bring this up too, you know, since I'm already on a war path, I'll just bring this up as well. So this was shared with me and this is an exact post. I'm reading this verbatim. Terribly describe a local drag performer without saying their name. Be creative. Don't just be shady. Okay, first of all, there is a fun shade. Paris is burning. Girl, we get it. But you cannot keep beating a dead horse. Honey, we are out here trying to live our best lives. We are out here trying to always be a big deal. And you are coming in here crooked. You're coming in here looking at this wrong. You're looking at this as if you are the Regina George. Nobody gives a crap about you. And nobody knows your name because I don't even fucking know your name. If I knew your name, then I would give you a small amount of props, but nobody cares still. So, some of these comments are just horrible. And it's just, I'm flabbergasted by the way that we just treat people. Like, why can't we be nice? Why can't we come together in unity? But you have people out here that hate us and you have people in the community that hate us just as much. You're giving these haters the haterade to hate us more. And that's very, very sad to me. I want to be able to live my life and I want to be able to live my life freely. And I want to be able to love who I love. And I would like to go see a really good drag show. And, you know, drag used to be a happy place for me. And as time goes on, I feel like it has changed so much. My first drag show, I mean, half of those girls, they didn't even know what they were wearing, but they put it on and they rocked it. They had cunt, C-U-N-T. That is what charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent is to put yourself on display. I have my own opinions about certain things in the drag community, and I'm voicing them because I've kept my mouth shut for a very long time. Because as I said, my husband is a queen, and I do not want to diminish their reputation. And this has nothing to do with them, and they will be left out of it. This was on my own accord. And honestly, he ain't even going to listen. He don't listen to podcasts. He thinks that they're uniquely different. He would rather, you know, perform in drag. And I love that about him. So this Pride Month, let's stop going on Facebook and bashing each other. Why don't you call up somebody that is struggling and talk to them? Just reach out to somebody and ask if they need a hug. Like, it cost $0 to be nice. $0. But you're going to complain about the $10 that you could have made in tips at a local, quote unquote, local drag event. I just don't think we have any time for that. Nobody has no time for that. Nobody has no time to listen to you whine. Nobody has no time for you to be out here on the FB posting shit. And nobody has no time for you all trying to pretend to be shady. Shadiness is an art form, and y'all just being rude. And there is a difference, a complete fucking difference. So I digress. That is the end of my rant.
This is Always Be a Big Deal podcast with Clay Phoenix and Jessica Vendetta.
Every week we do a sponsor for Terralicious. Join Terralicious tomorrow at a Pride event. Miss Tara sent me the information so I could share it with y'all. It's Garrett County Pride Festival, and it's located at Leo Martin Memorial Park in Lake Park, Maryland. It's going to be Saturday the 15th, so tomorrow, and it will be from 11 to 5 p.m. So go out there and support Terralicious and slay, mama, slay for a good moonshine treat.
It's Always Be a Big Deal podcast with Clay Phoenix and Jessica Vendetta.
Hey, friends, I just wanted to touch base with you before we ended the show for this week and remind you guys to send us some Is This Giving Overreactive Movements? We would love to read them on the show.
Is this giving overreacting?
Also, we would love to read your stupid questions. That is a new segment that we will be starting next week. We are so excited about it. Plus, coming soon is our very own website with all of our content in one spot. So that and so much more coming soon. Okay, thank you for joining me. But that's all that I have this week. You stay awesome and always be a big deal. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Always Be a Big Deal podcast. You can follow us anywhere on the socials at @always_pod. Tune in next week. We'll be speaking on Ashley Madison documentary, Sex, Lies, Scandal. Always be a big deal.